decking the halls and filling your ears with so much wonderful holiday music and cheer. We are the Music Room, and yes, the classroom and the music room may be empty right now due to holiday vacation. We are looking back on this season's wonderful holiday concerts put on by the area high school and junior high school students. And this hour, we are traveling up Highway 59, Carlstadt, Minnesota, for Tri-County High School Choir and Band's 2016 Christmas Concert Event. And this concert event happened December 15th, 2016, and it was broken up into two parts and in two venues at the school. The second half of the holiday program will consist of the Tri-County High School Band under the direction of Brad Thompson, and a performance that was recorded in the gymnasium at Carlstadt. The first part is a little more quiet or a little more reserved. That is why it was in the Tri-County Auditorium. The first half of the Tri-County High School Christmas Concert is all about the choir and a few other selected recordings. Why am I saying selected recordings? That aside from just the concert choir and the Northland Honor Choir participants, and the chamber singers as well, we are going to be playing in the middle of the choir concert portion of the program some selected outstanding soloists who had recently done quite well at the instrumental and vocal solo contest. So you'll be hearing a few solo acts in between. But these are wonderful kids and wonderful talents. And they definitely owe a great bit of thank you to their instructor, Sarah Carpenter. Helping out on the piano, Kathy England. And now, without any further ado, here are the Tri-County High School Concert Choir with the traditional holiday favorite, Silent Night. Holiday music for you on this Christmas day.
So this is the Tri-County Concert Choir, and the first piece we sang for you, we were in mixed formation, Silent Night, a traditional carol. And the last one we sang to you was a spiritual, what you can call your pretty little baby, with a solo by Naomi Budiszewski. So Naomi, can you bow? Two pieces, I want to just recognize a few people. If you look at the back side of the program, there's a little legend on there, and there's a list of all the different things that students in the choir have done or will be doing soon, and there's the numbers, and they're by their names, so you can kind of see who's involved in all kinds of different activities, and you'll hear some of them later, the Northland Honor Choir students, and you'll hear the Chamber Choir singing a little bit. And then some of the students that sang for solo contests will also sing in a little bit. But I want to recognize all the students that sang at the solo contests we held here at Tri-County. We hosted our subsection here, all the schools came here and they sang. And there were 8 students from the choir that sang that day. So when I say your name, just give a little wave since we're already standing. I can't have you stand up. So just give a little wave so people can see who you are. These people participated or competed at the solo contest. So Naomi Budiszewski and Sarah Budiszewski, Morgan Lindgren, Brianna Rindy, Haley Barth, Darian Wickstrom, Stephen Budiszewski, and Adam Thompson. And all of these students earned superior ratings, which is the highest rating you can earn. So every single one of them earned superior ratings this year. Two choir pieces with a couple pieces from Handel's Messiah, For Unto Us a Child Is Born, and the Hallelujah Chorus.
Thank you.
Mr. Thompson mentioned or anything about this at all, but the students that have been performing, with Adam being the last, were selected as outstanding soloists of the entire day. So all of the students that the judges heard that day, they choose the top students, the top vocal and instrumental solos that they heard that whole day, the best of the best. And all of these students that just performed for you, with Adam being the last, were selected as the top, the best of the best vocal and instrumental students of that day. So that's quite an achievement. Thank you.
Thank you.
for you. This is the chamber choir. We meet Tuesdays and Thursdays for about 10 minutes each day, but we get a lot accomplished in that little bit of time. The last song we're going to sing for you today is Lule Alleluia.
Thank you. Welcome to the band portion of the program. That one was not Christmas music. We're going to give one more to you people about my age. We grew up in the age of the best rock and roll music that there was. So this one is from the Scorpions, Rock You Like a Hurricane. In the holiday spirit of things. So we're going to start with a good old medley of winter holidays. Thank you. swing for you now. On a little more serious note, a word about perseverance. In today's society, we're so focused on instant gratification that the ability to delay gratification has greatly diminished. Music helps teach this skill. It takes a lot of class periods to work up a piece to performance standards. Keeping students in music is something that is so important to the development of the whole person. But it does mean sometimes that as parents, you have to make your student stay in something that at the time they don't want to, sometimes, because it will make them a better human being. Many times after they're in it for a while, as kids are, they'll find that they actually enjoy it. Parents know what is best for their kids. That's why you're the parents. You're a parent because you make the tough calls. There are supposed to be tough calls, and that's why parenting isn't easy. For those of you that heard Adam sing, you'd probably say he's pretty talented, and he's shared this talent with many over the past several years. But what you don't know is that he did not want to be in choir in seventh grade. Ann and I made him be in it because we knew it would be good for him. It turns out that now he's a two-year All-State choir and UND choir member. And he would have never developed this ability if we would have taken the easy road. We also insisted that he practice. I had a poster on my board in the music room last year, and it said, "Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard." If we want to have a music department to be proud of, then it takes work. Since excess screen time is becoming a national epidemic, how about have them give their eyes a break and play or sing for a while? Please, for your kids' sake, be the parent that your child needs. Invest in their future by being in music. Thank you. now that I can look at you again. This song, one thing I want to draw your attention to, this is the American bell carol. So you're going to recognize, I think last year or the year before, we did a Celtic bell carol. But because this is American, we're going to hear some American music in there. Those of you familiar with Stars and Stripes, the introduction might ring a bell. Later on, you're going to hear America the Beautiful. See if you can hear that in the midsection of the band while bell carol is going on, the Carol of the Bells. Thanks again. Have a wonderful Christmas season. And for those of you in the elementary, we'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Refreshments. Thank you. The refreshments are being served right after the concert. So we hope to see you there. All right, here we go.
That's it for us on this edition of the Music Room. A big thank you goes out to Tri-County High School of Carlstadt and also to their wonderful band and choir instructors, for the band, Brad Thompson, and for the choir, Sarah Carpenter, and of course, the many talented students who took part in this performance. This performance was recorded December 15th, 2016 in Carlstadt, Minnesota.